Well, we try and have a little bit of fun. A nice, relaxing way to start the weekend. Gotta put the Cajun fiddle and accordion in there. Nothing says fun better than a little chanky chank Zydeco Cajun riff, huh?
So I say chanky chank. What's that funny language you're speaking, huh?
Bayou Talk, yeah?
That's it.
We should play that song next. Bayou Talk, Jimmy C. Newman.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that one. I'll look it up.
Wow. Bayou Talk.
Gary D., Raging Cajun behind the glass here, joining the true tradition. And speaking of Cajun, if you've ever wanted to know how to do a little bit of Cajun cooking, Shaq, I don't know how many seats are left. I know it's less than, I'm going to say 10.
I believe you're right. It was 10. I checked with Jen before and it's this Wednesday, too.
It's this Wednesday in Gilbert from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for a cost of $10 per head. You will get a one-on-one Cajun cooking class from Baby K herself. Baby K's Cajun Kitchen, if you're a longtime Arizona, ever ran across it. They were originally on Schumann Lane in Scottsdale, about A90-ish is when it opened up. The second one, I think in 92, 93, Town and Country Shopping Center. All her home, they're now in Mesa, new owners. Baby K has retired from the restaurant industry, but the new owners have been very true to keeping the recipes just as authentic as Baby K herself.
Can I say one thing about the Cajun cooking class that you definitely want to see her make? I'm sure you're going to know what I mean. Shrimp remoulade. Oh, my goodness.
She's got some remoulade.
Oh, man. I tell you, if you have a cold, you won't after you have a shrimp remoulade. Salad, too.
Well, she puts the remoulade on the salad. You know,
exactly.
Of like, you know, forget French dressing, forget ranch,
blue
cheese.
This has nothing.
Put the remoulade on that, yeah.
This has nothing on French or ranch. This is unique. It's good.
They will be covering jambalaya, cornbread dressing. You mentioned remoulade. They'll be making their shrimp remoulade and more. Rosie and Jennifer will both be there. Of course, Baby K is Rosie's mother, my grandmother. And the only reason I'm not going, this is in Gilbert. Starts at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. That's like almost 2 hours from my house. It put me home way past my bedtime on a school night. I can't do it with four kids at home. but I am a little spoiled growing up as a grandson of Baby K and Dr. Rosie. I might have a little inside and a little experience, firsthand around Thanksgiving and 4th of July and Christmas time. It was meals were a very festive, very family thing. So I may have a little bit of training one-on-one behind
okay,
the
well,
scenes.
I'll make a deal with you then. You show me how to make the remoulade. I'll show you how to – what I make every Thanksgiving is my corn mock shoe, which is off the corn off the cob. Not in a can, corn mock shoe, which is another Cajun dish.
All right, Gary D., time to go head-to-head. I will tell you, Baby K does not make corn mock shoe.
Oh, really?
Nope, that is not one that she has a recipe of. When you travel across Louisiana, we're going to get back to home improvement. I'm sorry, this is a side note.
The food hour on the Rosie on the House show. Welcome.
I apologize, but when you go regionally, you find a lot of different things happen along the bayou, you know, gumbos that are tomato based versus broth based, and some people do have okra, some aren't. Do you put hard boiled eggs in your gumbo? Baby K does not, but her brother in law Clemmy, you can't get gumbo without hard boiled eggs in it. And I like it both ways. And I'll ask you a trivia question: do you know what gumbo means?
What it means?
Yeah.
Thick soup. I don't.
Okra.
Oh, really?
Gumbo is
that.
Okra. And I can't stand gumbo with okra in it.
Well, you see, I make a shrimp and okra gumbo, and I like it because the okra is a natural thickening agent. Because, you know,
it gets
you always
too
make a roux.
Slimy too fast. You got to chop your okra, dip it in beer, roll it in flour, and fry it.
It was a brave man who ate the first raw oyster. You can say the same thing for okra, fresh okra.
So, anyway. Cajun cooking class this Wednesday night, less than 10 seats available, only $10 a head. Char's Kitchen, S-H ARSKitchen.com to sign up. You'll get a one-on-one class with Baby Kay, Rosie, and Jennifer. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923. You can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Dave's next on the line. Welcome to the program, sir.
Like your bumper music, Romy.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Gary D's playing it.
Well, he's killing it.
All right. Good job, Gary.
A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about the new APS increase. And, you know, that we have to, each and every one of us who are with APS, must pick a plan before the 1st of May 2018, or they're just going to jam us into one.
Correct.
And so I called up this past week. And I spoke to a young lady.
At APS?
Yes.
Okay.
Who tried to push me into the Premier Choice plan, which is for people who average 601 to 999 kilowatt hours per month. And I didn't think I used that much. So I hung up. Said, thank you very much. And then I did some research on my website, on my bill. And I wrote down the usage for each month this year. And then I took last year's bills for November and December. And then I divided by 12. And I came up with an average of 468 kilowatt hours per month. And so I knew I didn't belong in the Premier Choice plan, so I called up and I talked to another young man, and he really wanted to get me into that Premier Choice plan, and I said, why? So I guess a word to the wise. When you're doing this, make sure you've done your research, you know what you used, get an average per month, so you know what you're talking about when you're talking to these people. They're trying to get you into the most expensive plan they can.
We will have APS on. It's in 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember when. So we've had our side. We have our opinion. I can tell you from the surface, outside looking in, it looks as corrupt as D.C. politicians. They had three commissioners that they were pushing very hard to get elected. I heard it on radio ads. They disguised that it was APS paying for it. It said, this ad is not paid for by the candidates. You know, message not paid for by candidates, paid for by Pinnacle West, which owns APS. I mean, it's a power company pushing who they want on the Corporation Commission. They got this passed through. All three of those commissioners are now not on that board. I mean, they're just paid henchmen is all it looks like on the surface. But we haven't talked to any of them personally. They won't return phone calls. Ironically, you can't hardly find a way to get to them. But we've been working very hard. We have someone from APS who will come down, sit on the mic. You know, Gary, do you know what it is? It's on the whiteboard at the office.
I'm going to say either the next – well, it's not the next show, not next week because okay. That's aging in place, but I think okay. It's the week after.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll get APS on their side giving their viewpoint of what happened to, give it from their perspective. But, yeah, and everyone says, well, I'm not on APS. It doesn't affect me. It's going to affect you, even if you're on Tucson Power and Electric, even if you're on one of the co-ops. As go APS, so will everything else eventually go that direction. And a lot of the co-ops are getting their power from APS, so their plans are going to change because their co-ops, I'm sure, are going to change coming from APS as well. And one of our solar companies actually said, if you could look at it as one way, as a glass half empty or a positive spin that you could put to APS, is they're forcing people to go solar, find alternate energy by cranking up the rates. And so, well, Kyle, that's a pretty optimistic way of putting it. Because they know very well that it's quite an investment to go into any kind of off-the-grid. And they've got solar leasing programs. That might be pushing it. But it very well could be, because I do know APS is required to generate a certain amount of its power through solar and other wind sources, alternate sources of energy by 2015. So maybe they're trying to push the burden to the consumer to help them meet that, so they don't have these big fines they're going to get from government. So sure makes me want to start a power generating company, I tell you. You know anything about running grid lines for power, Gary? There's opportunity here.
I know how to turn on a off-on switch on a light.
Yeah.
That's a start.
Rosie had an idea for a gas-operated, propane-operated generator to hit in and on peak times at a time. You know, it could be a surge into the natural gas generator world for sure, and there's a lot of great American Kohler is an example. Briggs & Stratton, you know, a couple guys that make natural gas generators that may come into a big market here. So be interesting to see where it goes. And we'll have APS on soon. Dave, we appreciate the call. Great advice. Check the consumption on your bills. You should get a breakdown of how many kilowatt hours you consume. You can verify that. So when you're selecting your rate, you'll know where you fall into. I would say don't rush yet. Where we've got everyone got a 6% increase starting last month. That was just flat across the board. And you're just going to have to live with that till May. And whatever you plan, you switch and move on into in May will then affect it again. But give us time. Let us go through APS, crunch some numbers. That's the one nice thing. We have math on our side. It's all charged by kilowatt hours. And you can do calculations, estimates. You can know for yourself how to best choose the right rate plan for you. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to say it's just something we live with, but it kind of is.
Absolutely.
You go flip the off breaker on your main box and beat the system that way. But
yeah, from 3 or 4 in the afternoon, just unplug everything in the house and turn off the AC in June.
Ken couldn't hold online. Wanted to know how it will affect how the increase will affect solar companies. I do know this. Kyle's, Sun Valley Solar Solutions, will be in on the 11th, November 11th. So we'll have an opportunity to get an expert opinion on that, Ken, coming up on November 11th. So stay tuned. Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation, or text 411-923.